The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio.
This is Victor Miller of Beach Business Speaks, where I am vocal for local business. Tune in every Wednesday at 10 a.m. and 8 p.m., then at your leisure on podcast to get in the know of what Wasaga Beach has to offer. This is not your average talk show, and that I still apologize. Only on Beach Booster Radio, your truly local radio. Joining me today is the master plumber. We got plumber in the house, Mr. David Theodore of Theodore Plumbing and Contracting. Welcome, Dave.
Thank you, Victor.
Thanks for coming in, because we tried to book this in a couple weeks now, and you finally fitted me in today, because you're one busy man.
I am busy, yes.
And I know you're local in the beach, and you work around the communities also?
Yes, I do.
Yeah,
all the Georgian Triangle.
Yep. Right on. Okay, David Theodore is located in Wasaga Beach. The numbers to reach, Dave, is 705-429-5109. And his cell number, because he's very gracious to get back to you right away, his phone number for cell is 705-241-1960. So, Dave, how long you been in business?
Victor, I've been in business since 1995 in the plumbing end, in the construction before that. So I've been in business since the 80s, but probably pretty close to 35 years.
Wow, you definitely know your stuff then, don't you?
Well, I have a varied career, as they say. People say, you know, I like variety. I like to always, you know.
Let's keep it clean, Dave. Yeah. Let's keep it clean.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, Dave has 24-hour service. He's on call all the time. Trust me, I have used Dave many times for plumbing. So do my friends and my neighbors now. And he's there for free estimates, and it's all residential work only. He does not do commercial. Dave's work ethics are, they speak for themselves, okay? They speak volumes. He's got quality work always, and he's always on time, and he's dependable. And I can tell you, guaranteed, just by experience, if Dave's going to be 10 minutes late, he's on the phone. He's calling. He said, Vic, I'm going to be 10 minutes late. I said, don't worry about it. At least you're on your way. It's no problem. I said, and that's refreshing, because I'm just waiting for you to get there, because I have my plumbing problem, and I know you're going to show up.
Yeah, that's a constant complaint that people don't even get a call back.
Huge.
Yes.
Huge.
And I understand that. You know, I'm just like waiting at the doctor's office. You know, you don't want to sit there and come in and you're waiting 1 hour or so.
Right on. Well, I can definitely confirm, and I endorse David Theodore for Theodore's Plumbing and Contracting 110%. Okay. And so does anybody else I know that uses him. First off, the services you offer, you do basement renovations, bathroom renovations, but you subcontract that out only, and you only use one person that you subcontract that out to.
Yeah, so that's a key to me. I just got too busy in that endeavor, so I now have one specific company that I endorse it out to, and that's the only one.
Because you know they give quality work.
Yes, and they'll do the work that I kind of work that I'll be proud of, so I just want
to. Yeah, right on, right on.
For anybody else.
You also do hot tubs, plumbing, sewer services, cleaning, water heating systems, water treatment, clogged drains, and drain pipe repairs, correct?
Yes.
Is there anything else I'm missing?
Basically, any plumbing needs that you can think of, I'll take a stab at it. I mean, if I can help you, I'll try to see if I can help you. If I can't help you, I'll defer you somewhere else. So.
All right. Now, say I'm looking to buy a house, and what's some of the surprises I should be looking for? To an old house, to a new house, with some plumbing surprises that shouldn't be there. Give me something from your experience.
Being a builder, I was a custom builder for years, many years previous to this. And when I go into these other older homes, I always ask people, I said, the first thing you should look to when you're buying a house is take a look at the electrical. The first things I look at is electrical and plumbing. That's really all you need to look at in any house. Because when you look at that, and if it's done neatly and sort of like professionally looking, it usually indicates that the builder at that time used some quality work, and he was concerned about building in, you know, something that was worthwhile building. That's really the keys. So you can look at everything else, fundamentals of foundations, stuff like that. But that, to me, and another one is the number one people don't realize is sump pumps and sump holes. When you first buy a house, because a lot of times
a lot of sump pumps in this town,
and people have never seen them. They come from the city.
They come up, and I never had them in the city either. Yeah.
Yes, and the first thing they do is they call me up and they say, "I got this water running and it's starting to come up through the floor." And I said, "Well, it's probably your sump pump." He said, "What's that?" And, mm-hmm. and they don't understand what it is. And then they realize,
I got a mini pool in my basement.
Yes, yeah. they're a little agitated. You know, yeah. I understand. That's a lot of major calls I get from first-time owners that are up here. Not necessarily even first-time owners, sitters that, you know, people from the city that never had, you know, sumps.
Oh, I experienced it myself 21 years ago.
It's one of the number one claims for insurance is backup sumps or,
right.
and sewers, right? So those are the two claims that cause the most damage in houses. So the key in looking in a house, I always say, just look at the plumbing electrical. If it's done neat and strapped and doesn't move and the panel looks clean, it usually indicates that somebody took some time and put some effort and money into using professional people to install, not the home builder themselves, right?
Okay, so I'm new here, never had a sump pump before in the city. When do I know there's a real problem before there's a big problem?
The first thing is, if it's in summer, and if you go and look in that sump pit and see if there's actually water dribbling into it, then it sort of indicates, okay, it's midsummer, it's dry, and there's still water. That means your water table is pretty well at, you have a fairly high water table. Mm-hmm. And this is something to concern yourself when down the line, right? Especially in the spring or in the fall when you get the heavier rains.
Right.
You're going to have, usually an indication that you're going to have water problems. So you got to make sure you keep those pumps in working condition, right? So.
And how do I do that to maintain that?
Well, you can check them.
Because I've never had a sump pump before.
Some people
are from the city, and all of a sudden, like,
exactly.
How do I know what's to keep it going? Like, yeah. What do I do?
I hear you. Well, some guys, some husbands or so are you know, pretty technical, and they think they are, so they go down and they'll start to play with it. And,
not if they're coming from a suit trade from the office.
Most of them call
and
say, I haven't got a clue. They want you to come over. So you really should be calling your local plumber, someone that knows something about them. And we're pretty knowledgeable about them because we've done years and years experience. Mm-hmm. And usually we can indicate you and put you at ease too a lot of times, right? Because people get very concerned about water, and I understand that. Especially mm-hmm. if they've had a flood before.
Yeah, because we're worried about the insurance factor.
Yeah, I think that's probably the
that's the biggie.
Plus, but people, and you understand that people are renovating their basements now. Years back, they were just places to put storage in and put boxes, right. and people are now living in their basements. So they become places that they're putting a lot of money into it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of damage pretty quickly, right? It's unfortunate that you have to have a pumping system that's, you know, that you need, you know, depending on the pump the water out, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've heard some people tell me they had trouble with sand in their sump pump area.
Oh, yeah, sand, rocks, originally from the contractor.
How do you maintain that?
Well, you try to find the time when the water's, the best time to control that is to find out when the water tables are the lowest, like midsummer. Mm-hmm. Then you call in, you can get a big shop vac. You can pull the pumps out, and you can take a big shop vac and start sucking all that out, all the water with the debris, get the rocks, the stone, and sediment. A lot of times there may be leaks in around the pipes that go into the tank itself.
Oh, like the seal's broken.
Yeah, so the seal needs that to be. You can silicone that at that time. So the best time to do it is when your tank is fairly dry.
Right.
You can't really do it when the water's rushing in. And
during the hot summer days.
Yeah, or the midwinter. When it's the coldest and there's no water coming.
Because everything's frozen.
Yeah, frozen, hopefully, right? That's
gotcha. Thanks for that, because I know there's a lot of people here from the city and that we've never had sump pumps and we haven't got a clue.
Well, some pumps
just don't have a clue.
You go into all these subdivision houses and for the contractor, they've never been cleaned out from day one. You'll find nails in there, stones, rocks, pieces of wood. And you got to understand, those things get jammed into your sumps. They can mm-hmm. get into the screens and that little thing can cause you more damage than anything, right? So
okay. Is copper plumbing still okay? And if so, where should I be seeing copper plumbing and when I shouldn't see it?
Well, copper plumbing is still, nothing wrong with copper plumbing.
Okay.
Still great. It's very expensive, and I think that's why you're seeing the change to PEX, which is a plastic pipe.
Right.
Polybutene type idea. I've been using the PEX pipe, as they so call it. I've been using that.
The PEX pipe is what?
It's a plastic.
It's the black plastic one?
No, it's actually, it comes in white colors. It'll come in red.
Oh, okay, yes.
So it's a plastic supply line as opposed to copper. And you'll see it in most houses now. People say, what's that, right?
That's okay.
And there's nothing wrong with it. I've been using the original PEX line for probably about 17 years when it first came out, where most plumbers wouldn't touch it because they came from the old school, ooh, if it's not copper, let's not touch it because I don't know how to work with this thing. Rings and clamps and mm-hmm. we don't get this stuff.
Yeah.
Is it going to work? But I've used it. I haven't had any complaints with it. There are certain products that weren't durable back in the day and they've had lawsuits, but the newer products today are substantial.
So you're educating yourself all the time, right?
Oh, staying absolutely.
On top of it all.
Yeah, and but the mainstay is that copper is expensive. Everybody knows what the price of copper is today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just and that's why it's inclusive. That people say, I want copper. I've had certain people say, I want copper in my house. Okay, that's fine. We'll put it in.
It's still okay to... if I see copper piping down in my basement, wash tub areas...
I think it's good. I use copper. The only places I really use copper is around the shower controls. Well, all my shower units into the new rough-ins will be done in copper.
Okay.
And then PEX pipe will be brought.
Which we wouldn't see because they're going to be behind a wall.
Exactly.
Okay.
But that's where I use it more for stability and stuff like that. But today you're seeing it in all new houses. You're seeing the PEX pipe in almost every house now today.
Okay. Thanks for that. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our guest after the station break.
Is your new or existing business looking for recognition in Wasaga Beach? Beach Booster Group is your one-stop shop for all things local, all things promotional. Beach Booster will succeed in creating a complete local promotional package that can include high-profile outdoor, print, and radio promotion of your business and services. Beach Booster's community events offer additional opportunity for visible participation of your company in the Wasaga Beach area. Beach Booster Promotions also specializes in all types of promotional products and apparel to help you create your local and professional profile. Contact us at info@beachbooster.com or call 705-241-9762. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Okay, we've got hot water tanks, and we've got that, is it flash heat water tank thing?
The water on demand.
Instant
hot water.
Okay.
Water on demand, yes.
What's
tankless systems, they call them.
And they're on the wall. They're from Europe.
Yeah, they've been around. When they first came out, they've been here for a long time, probably about 30 years. They brought them over to Canada, I think maybe 15 years ago.
Right.
Bosch was one of the bigger names that came in. And we just wouldn't touch them. When we were plumbers working with other people, we used to see these things blow up.
When I renovated my home here, I had the hot water tank taken out and taken away, and I put one of those in.
Right.
Love it. It's instant flash heat. But the one thing I notice on that is every now and then, it doesn't have to be summer, it doesn't have to be just winter, every now and then I'm in the shower, no one else is running a tap or flushing a toilet, it starts off hot, then it goes cold, then it goes hot, then it goes cold, and I've had it maintained. What's going on with that?
Yeah, that's a major complaint. People always phone me up on the phone, give me that condition. There's various components in that. It can be... the one stem, I think it's usually, it has to usually do with the computer chips in them, something that modulates the control of the water, the temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the water goes through these, you understand, this water is going through like tubes that are like 1200 degrees or something running through so fast. And sometimes it's the moisture that gets into these computer chips. It's just like fridges and everything else nowadays.
Okay.
They seem to go where but they control the whole off and on. So you'll get water 10 seconds of hot and all of a sudden it'll come in warm and they get cold and then it'll rush. So other times you have to put circulating pumps in. To keep the constant water, if it's a long run in your house, if your tank is like 50 feet away,
mm-hmm.
it may take literally up to 2 minutes to get it warm to your kitchen if it's that far away.
Okay.
So sometimes they'll put a circulating pump in there that'll allow it to always circulate. And so when you turn it on, you have water within 5 seconds, it's warm. That sometimes helps keep the water circulating. But a lot of times it's just it has to do with the exhaust systems and the actual components inside the units themselves.
Now, we've got hard water here.
Yes.
Would getting a water softener attached to that, using a water softener, make that system work easier or better?
Yeah, water softeners are great. The water here is fairly high. They say it's in the medium range of hardness, something around 14 parts per million, whatever that is.
Okay.
That's what they tell us all.
Yeah.
And people complain all the time. It depends what part of the beach you're in. But the softeners are great. What you really need to do is flush the systems. People don't realize. It's like your hot water tanks. They don't tell you that. But even regular hot water tanks, gas or electric, are supposed to be flushed once a year. People
do
don't
you
know
flush
that.
These systems yourself?
I do not touch the ones that are rented because we're not allowed to touch
them. No, but I mean, if somebody owns the flash heat one, do you flush them yourself?
I have done them for people, yes.
Okay.
And you need really a flushing kit. Most of them are built in with a flushing kit. They have to be really flushed. They tell you every year, and that's probably the best way to do it, especially if you're using a lot, because it can form a lot of calcium.
So that's the problem that I probably have.
Yeah, absolutely. It'll scale inside. Just like any hot water tank, if you leave without flushing, you'll get the scale in the bottom of tanks. Just because you're heating it so hot, right?
Well, I guess I'm calling you tomorrow morning.
Well, there's a lot of guys who will do it for you. And the ones you
bought. Oh, no. I already want the master plumber, right. David Theodore.
Some guys will implement it. I'm not the only one who'll do it, but there are companies that, right. When they install them for you, will implement as part of their, they have plans that will say, we'll come in every 2 years and flush it for you, mm-hmm. which is really a great deal.
Okay.
I'm not looking for the work. I'm just saying, but it's easier for them to do it and put it in. It's like a rental program, but it's a great thing to do. It's the only way you can keep your car conditioned. Like
but that. You wouldn't do any of this on rental water tanks.
Well, I'm not allowed to touch.
Right.
No,
okay.
No.
So if somebody owns their own water tanks, the flash heat one that goes on the wall,
yes,
you are going to be able to do that.
Yeah. And the rental ones that people rent, they're usually agreements in that. If you read your agreements, they'll tell you that. They usually ask you if you ask to come in and we'll flush them every 2 years.
And this is common.
Oh, absolutely.
Problem with this.
Well, it's like you have to change your oil in your car. It really is that, you know.
Okay.
It's like apples and oranges, but it's like that.
Right.
If you don't clean the scale in there, they're not going to run as efficient, right? People understand that your heat and water is so hot and so cold coming through such a hot coils, right? Just going a bunch of coils. Well, it's got to form minerals in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has
mm-hmm.
to.
You go into a house. What's a flashing light that you regularly see? Well, service call. What's common? What do you commonly see? Say in this area.
Well, the common things in any, I think, any of this, in this area, the common things are backed up kitchen
yeah,
sinks.
Yeah, in this area.
Yeah. Backed up kitchen sinks are number one.
Okay.
People will phone you up, and I get that. People phone me up, so my kitchen's running slow, and I always ask, how long has it been running slow? Well, a couple weeks now, maybe, you know. And they say, but overnight it dissipates, right? It's yes, and by the morning, you know, you think, oh, everything's gone. But people, it's all about maintenance.
After pouring loads of Drano down and all that, right? Yeah, yeah.
Most people will put two loads of Drano in, two cans of Drano, buy a little mini snake, and then by that time they've already, you know, spent some money, and then nothing happens, and the wife is screaming at him saying, oh, better call a plumber.
Right,
and
right.
So I have to come in.
Call David Theodore.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate it, but, you know, it's one of the ones that we are in. And people can be as clean as they can be, right?
Right.
And people say, I don't put anything down there. And you really shouldn't be putting any oils, especially in bacon, you know, fat and grease like that. But mm-hmm. some people have that tendency to do that. You really should have a can in the side. And some people are pristine using it. I said,
and you should never pour any of that stuff down the garbage disposal, should we?
Oh, big no-no.
Right.
Yes.
Or coffee grounds?
Any of that.
Okay.
No, because coffee grounds is just going to...
People
just
think
gonna,
garbage
yeah.
disposal, that can, yes. that's why I got it. It'll take care of everything.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Sorry.
Well, garbage disposals. It's amazing, but garbage disposals are banned in many, many cities now and towns.
Right? Okay.
And people still stick them in after the fact. But
yeah,
yeah. If you use a garbage disposal properly, and you maintain it right and flush it right and everything else, and what you put down there should be anything. I think that you would flush down the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you could probably put in your grinder, right?
Okay.
Anything past that, you really shouldn't think about putting in your grinder. But people will be amazed what they throw down in their grinders, right? And they throw, oh, it just dissipates. We'll just grind it up in them.
But you told me something about you shouldn't put bread down a garbage disposal.
Bread,
blew me away when I heard this.
Number one thing is seems to be a combination. I don't know what it is, broccoli and potato peels. I don't know what that combination when they're ground together seems to act like a glue, like a almost like a starch, right?
Really?
And it just clogs to this. It just sticks to the pipes. I don't know. Every time I seem to clean it out, that's what I seem to find.
Wow.
Well, you got to see coffee grounds the same thing. It'll grab. But you got to understand that even if it's clean as you can be for grease, it's just accumulation. Usually, a new house, if the pipes are sloped properly, and usually the problem is because pipes aren't sloped properly in houses, they don't have the right fall, as we say.
Right.
And we get catches where the grease starts to accumulate. But even a house that's not is properly done, 8 to 10 years, dishwashers, you got to remember anything that goes in a dishwasher, that if you don't rinse them off properly and grease them, that goes into the same pipe, right?
Right.
And usually, in 8 to 10 years, it will start to accumulate regardless of how good your pipes are. They'll just start to accumulate over time in there.
So what good is a garbage disposal now then? Like, what can I put down it?
Well,
without having to worry.
This is the number one claim you see. I'm not going to say I'm not a fan of garbage disposals.
Right.
I really don't recommend them. I never.
Okay.
I will install them for you if you're really adamant about it. Because that's the way most people grew up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody wants all the bells.
But in today's, recycling, we're all in that recycling mode now.
Right.
I think you should really, everybody, newspaper on the side, put it in your green bin and
Gotcha.
A lot of that stuff you can really recycle, can't you?
It's all about the environment these days. You're right. You're right.
And it saves you some money, too. I mean, you got to remember, you wouldn't have to call me to clean it, right?
I always do. I was going to ask you about the water here in town. Chlorine. Is there chlorine in this water?
Yeah.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah.
I've heard people on the forums out there, social media, saying that they're tasting and smelling the water differently lately.
Immensely, yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, I'm tasting, and when I can taste it, it's a different thing, especially in the hot when you're having showers. And the number one complaint was stinging eyes, too. And other people said, I got all these eyes are stinging, right? We don't know what it is. And they were having showers, right, in the hot water.
Wow.
And chlorine, that's what it is. It's like a pool, but you're in a hot pool, like people have, you know.
Right.
And chlorine stings your eyes. And We phoned the town up. We've asked about it. My family's phoned them up, and we've had situations in almost every parts of the beach. Now, we understand they're flushing lines. That's what they were saying.
Okay.
So,
but don't we have fluoride in our water?
Apparently, Wasaga Beach doesn't have fluoride in it.
Because I'm from the city originally, so we had the fluoride.
Various. I don't think we have fluoride in our water. So I'm not 100% sure.
Right.
Okay. I don't think we do. I know certain towns in North banned it, and other places still have it.
Okay.
I'm 100% sure. Chlorine is always dispensed about, you know, for gums and teeth and stuff
right,
like that.
Yeah.
We've had that since we were kids.
Yeah.
And then there's the agitating that it causes more damage than people are realizing. Because obviously we have more research now that we know the science behind fluoride.
And having a water softener, would that help?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
For taking chlorine out, and like I said, chlorine's into the system, so obviously they've had bad pipes, right?
Right,
stagnant
right.
pipes, so I think they're... People saying it has to do with coliform in the water,
mm-hmm.
bacteria, but I don't think that's where they're flushing pipes. I don't think we're getting that in our town water. I think just we're having dirty pipes that are filling some kind of bacteria, right?
Gotcha.
I think just the maintenance things. And hopefully that's disappearing. I have noticed in the last few days that it's not as strong.
So, see, I have a drinking tap, a special tap in my home, filtered. So I'm not experiencing any of this.
Yeah.
So, Dave, talk to me about frozen pipes. She worked on a friend's place under her crawl space. She had frozen pipes for 3 days. We opened all the taps. Nothing came out. You ran over there instantly. Mm. What was the problem?
Well, frozen pipes at this time of the year, you know, midwinters is common practice here.
But she did have a heater underneath.
Yeah, she had a heater. Hers was more concerned, I think, with the pump. Her time was the water was there. Her pump had failed apparently that time. So, which... I think caused what her problem was that
mm-hmm.
for that customer. A lot of times frozen pipes people aren't realizing that the pipes freeze from underneath coming into the house part. And it's not the pipes in your actual house that are freezing. It's actually the main line that freezes.
Oh.
And that needs to be heated. There's no other way of doing it. There's big avenues of safety.
And you've got to heat it slowly, don't you?
You can heat it slowly. You can reheat it fast. You just got to try to get that ground unthawed.
But you don't have to worry about if you heat it fast. You don't have to worry about it popping or bursting.
No. Unless you put.
Oh, I always thought that was the case.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Sorry. Go on.
Well, I've never found the only time you do that where something would explode a pipe.
Yeah.
No, that would the pipes will explode just by the compression on the ice inside it will form. If you have it released, you always have to open up a valve upstairs.
Open the taps,
just so it can release that, yes.
Right.
So it needs to release that pressure, but it has nowhere to go, right? So, yeah. And that's how you indicate it starts to drip a little bit, yeah. But frozen pipes this time of year is very common. But usually because of an unprotected pipe or the water, the pipes aren't deep enough into the ground.
How long did it take you to take care of that job for her? Because she was going crazy for 3 days.
Yeah, I was surprised. She said that. And then water, and she says... And she was telling me about her well. She was an artesian type well,
mm-hmm.
which I dealt with in her area before.
Mm-hmm.
And the surprising part is, okay, it wasn't the pump. I checked everything else. Finally, I had to take the pump and check the voltage, and it wasn't functioning. So I thought maybe it froze too, right? Because sometimes a lot of times the pumps can freeze too and crack. The blocks will crack, and then say, you know, you're basically buying a new pump. And that can happen too if everything freezes, right? And a lot of times it's used because your heat goes out, right? And that's when most frozen pipes happen. Sometimes it's just because it's constantly minus 30 for 3 days in a row.
Yeah, it was. We did have cold days during that time.
And we've had a lot of cold days early this year. Like,
this
we're consistently cold, right?
And then, right. So this is quite common, and you deal with this all through the beach, right?
I deal with it, and there's people with tracing. And there's tracing wires that can go on to heat the cables and keep the pipes from freezing.
Mm-hmm.
Heated crawl spaces and, you know, various ways of keeping your lines unfrozen thawed. But anyways, the reason it happens a lot of times because these heating coils are never maintained, right? Sometimes they're not working anymore.
Oh, okay.
Or your furnace thing never, your right. furnace heater never worked, stopped working. Or the power went out at that time.
Okay, gotcha. Well, thanks for that. Did I do good?
You've done great. I appreciate the. I appreciate you calling me Master Plumber and all that. I think it's great, but this is. I'd like to be a little humble.
Well, no. I know your work.
A lot of good plumbers in the beach.
I know your work, and I know other plumbers that have not shown up.
Yeah.
And you were eventually one of the calls I made. I did not know who you were before, and ever since I've used you, you are my Master Plumber.
Well, I appreciate it. And I have a niche here, and I think I'm the only one that advertises 24-hour service.
So and you are, 24-hour service.
There is another one in the Georgian Triangle, but that's what I'm trying to use my standard as.
Yeah.
Because
your standards are high. No question about it.
It's a niche that people are going to phone you at midnight and say, you know, because they're in desperation, and yeah.
Yeah, I hear you,
I can help you, right?
I totally hear you, my friend. Well, it's been a pleasure, Dave. Thanks for coming in. I really appreciated all your efforts to get in here, okay?
Well, thank you, Victor.
Thanks so much, my friend.
Appreciate that.
Again, this was David Theodore of Theodore Plumbing and Contracting of Wasaga Beach. He's the master plumber, people. We got plumber in the house. Phone number 705-429-5109. The cell number is 705-241-1960. Well, that's a wrap. Till next time, don't forget, shop local.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio, written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.